stands there with her hand out, smiling. She almost looks pretty. Zachary stares at Kate's hand, and I just know he's going to snub her. But he accepts it, shakes, and smiles. A really big smile. It's the first time I've seen his teeth. They are perfect, white and straight. No gaps. Scarlett would be jealous.
Cal and Toby went to a lot of effort to figure out a way to take Zachary to the drive-in. They seemed sincere about wanting to do something nice for the guy. Toby noticed that Kate and Zachary really got along. I think it's because Kate really sees Zachary as a person, not as a sideshow freak. And we also see a different side of Zachary. He's actually friendly and happy. On page 135, let's pick it up at the second full paragraph with the line, "You ready?" Kate asks.
"You ready?" Kate asks. "Yeah," Zachary says. "Give me a second." He wobbles to the back of the trailer and disappears behind the drape. We hear water running, and a minute later he returns, his hair wet down and combed. To get through the front door, Zachary must squeeze sideways. He makes me think of Winnie the Pooh getting stuck in Rabbit's hole. But Zachary's belly presses against the doorframe, and he jiggles his way through. Even though the sun is setting, Zachary squints and shadows his eyes with his hand. I guess he hasn't been outside in weeks. Maybe months. Even though Kate parked close to the trailer, Zachary takes a while to make it up the steps. As he moves, the fat beneath his loose shirt causes the fabric to ripple. Each step, he stops and rests. Drops of sweat cover his upper lip, and he pants like a Saint Bernard after a run. Finally, he makes it to the bed of the